Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is the 50th Psalm. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty God has shown. May our God come and not keep silent. Fire devours before him, and a storm is violently raging around him. He summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, my people, and I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices, and your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor male goats from your folds. For every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and everything it contains. Shall I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of male goats? Offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me on the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right do you have to tell of my statutes and to take my covenant in your mouth? For you yourself hate discipline, and you throw my words behind you. When you see a thief, you become friends with him, and you associate with adulterers. You let your mouth loose in evil, and your tongue harnesses deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was just like you. I will rebuke you and present the case before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be no one to save you. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who sets his way properly, I will show the salvation of God.
At first glance, the words sacrifice and thanksgiving seem unrelated, but today's scripture passage combines them in one phrase. Sacrifice brings to mind images of costly service, whereas thanksgiving conveys a joyous celebration of overflowing abundance and blessings. Most of us wouldn't consider our words a sacrifice, since they don't cost much to say. But it matters to God when those of us who are believers offer prayers and songs of praise to acknowledge His blessings. What He sees as especially valuable is a godly life given entirely to Him. This is not about perfection, but about a heart surrendered to His will and purpose. Tithing is another expression of thankfulness that's costly. Since the Lord is the source of all provision and wealth, our grateful response should be to give Him a portion of what He's given us by giving to our local church. Generosity is a good barometer of the authenticity of our gratitude. Offering thanks to God begins with words, but like children who grow in appreciation as they mature, we should be growing in expressions of gratitude to the Lord. Give Him your whole life as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You'll experience amazing benefits because you can never outgive God.